infrastructure through the ages. Infrastructure plays incredibly important roles, really determining sort of who wins, who doesn't, who lives, who dies. If you look at infrastructure, it's a critical ingredient of either winning at warfare or defending against those who do. It's also a very important way of managing and interacting with and leveraging nature. And then finally, it's great infrastructure makes it much easier for humans to be productive. The impact on society and the role of infrastructure is unbelievably important. I have recommended a couple of documentaries that you, if you're interested in this topic, that will really help you delve in. One is a series from the History Channel, Engineering an Empire, that goes through the efforts of 14 different civilizations throughout our history and describe the role of the infrastructure in terms of winning at warfare, defending against it, and also effective management of our natural resources. I also recommended The Seven Wonders of the Industrial World, which is a fabulous BBC documentary that tells the stories of six of the great industrial infrastructure projects and one of the biggest failures, the Great Eastern. And it describes the extraordinary impact that an infrastructure project can have on a society. These projects save lives. They lower transportation time and costs. They facilitate communication and trade. However, they're traditionally it's very challenging to build the financial and political constituencies you need to support them and make them happen. And so the challenges involved in getting your infrastructure right are many. The people who do are obviously in a very good position. I was really shocked. I spent my whole life among people who saw infrastructure as being very important. It was a topic that always had great electricity, great power to it. And I was really shocked when I started to speak publicly about the corruption, how little interest everyone had in infrastructure. And what I realized was that we really do have a celebrity-soaked media that has managed to persuade everyone. It's kind of a mind control that this is a boring topic and it puts everybody to sleep. And so I'm always trying to come up with ways of helping people understand or get inspired about infrastructure and kind of see it for what it is. And so I put up a couple of suggestions. I put up a great scene from the movie Margin Call about building a bridge. Also, two of my favorite software games that help you understand the power of infrastructure to build an economy within a place. One is called SimCity, and the other is Railroad Tycoon, which we used to play on the trading floor of Hamilton Securities long ago. A lot of the power of infrastructure you can see when you look at economics on a place-based basis. And for those of you who've been subscribers for a while, you know how important I think it is to be able to understand and see the place-based economics and investment around you and how wonderful it would be if we had the proper disclosure. We don't. A lot of the government disclosure is either very hard to understand or follow. And obviously no money has been put into making it accessible, or very little money has been put into making it accessible, because it's a real control issue to have that knowledge and not have the general population have it. But once you start to look at economics on a place-based basis, you start to understand, wow, the power of infrastructure. On the web presentation, I put up a link to the infrastructure entry at Wikipedia. It does a great job of branching into all the different areas of infrastructure. And if you want to get a great definition or explore it, I would really recommend you go to Wikipedia and see all the things that are involved, from transportation to power to water to roads to bridges to tunnels to suborbital space platforms to communication systems, cables under the ocean, on and on and on. It's think of all the physical stuff that levers the human race, and you're thinking about infrastructure.